Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, transformation, and knowledge. The first Wednesday of every month on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. Remember, you can stream all of our podcasts for free on thelucidplanet.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And you can connect with me now all across social media under the handle at Dr. Kelly Neff. I also just want to remind everyone that my new book, Sex Positive, is out next week. That's right, February 11th at all major book retailers. I will be on tour for the next month in Los Angeles. This week, I will be at the Own It Conference at USC and the Conscious Life Expo Los Angeles on February 8th. I'm also doing a book signing at the Mystic Journey Bookstore on February 6th at 6 p.m. And I will be in New York next week doing a workshop about sex and your ex at Caveat in Manhattan on February 11th and McNally-Jackson Independent Booksellers in Brooklyn on February 10th, the Astoria Bookstore in Queens on February 12th, and the Jenny McCarthy Show on Sirius XM on February 13th. Ooh, it's going to be a busy week. All right. Thanks, guys. For if you're in those cities, please come find me. Hugs. I'd love to see you. So today's show is all about a topic which is very dear to my heart and something that I believe is paralleled by Sex Positive, which is Anaya Sophia and her brand new book, Fierce Feminine Rising. And it is fierce, guys. Okay. Yes. The premise is this: after millennia of suppression, the fierce feminine or dark mother is making a dramatic resurgence to express our universal outrage. She is rising collectively now, and many women and men are feeling a welling up of sacred rage inside, a calling to set things right in our lives and seek justice for those who can't defend themselves. Yes, I mean, this is some really powerful stuff, and I think we can all get behind this idea when we think about everything going on in the world right now. So I have Anaya Sophia here. She is a mystic, author, a teacher of Kundalini yoga. She's been on the show before. She teaches workshops throughout the world, and she will be in North America in the fall. And she is known for her role in the creation of a mystical temple dedicated to the Sophia Isis Magdalene lineage, where women and men come to heal and receive embodied gnosis. She's the author of Sacred Sexual Union, which is one of my favorite books. I talk about it a lot in Sex Positive. And she's also the co-author of Womb Wisdom. And she is joining us live from the Occitan region of southern France today. Let's please welcome her to the show. Hi, Anaya. It's great to have you back.
Hello, my darling. It's absolutely awesome to be here with you again.
Ah, wonderful. Well, you sound well. You sound very grounded, like you're ready to do some work.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new book, Fierce Feminine Rising. Now, I have to just start at the beginning. What inspired this book, especially right now?
The absolute turning point of stepping in and saying yes to Fierce Feminine was a couple of years ago when I'd really reached the end of my tether with all of these horrendous videos that we see on social media of various, you know, degrading states of animals and you know, the Yulin Dog Festival and things like that. I'd just seen this video of this starving polar bear with a withered leg making its way into town, which is very unusual. The polar bears don't do that. They stick to their own kind. And this polar bear was rifling through a dustbin, searching for anything. He was literally hours from dying. And usually I watch a few minutes of something like that, and then I just turn it off because I cannot bear what is rising inside of me. But this time I stayed with it, and I heard her voice for the first time, and it was, she didn't ask, it was, write me into the consciousness of humanity. And so I sat there and I watched the worst of the worst unfold before me on screen. And I never knew a grief like it. I did not know I could become so wretched over seeing a little 3.5 minute video.
Do you ever think about who made the video and couldn't they just give the polar bear some food? Is that like the wrong question?
Yes. This video was made by National Geographic, and in the report, it actually says that, you know, so many readers and listeners said exactly that.
Okay, so hopefully after they filmed it, they gave them snacks.
They didn't. They didn't, because they knew that, you know, the polar bear is hours away from death. He had a broken leg. He was trailing his broken leg behind him. He was going nowhere apart from passing over.
So you found yourself in this super grief-ridden, wretched state about the state of the world. And I know people listening out there, I know there's people out there who have felt this, and I've felt this. And it's a powerless feeling. It's an angry feeling. Yeah. Tell me about the nature of the channelings that you received in this state that help inspire the book.
Well, gosh, it was a real thing. I could only do this work when the sun had gone down. The sun brought in such positivity and such uplifting energy that was not the voice. I had to sit quietly. I had to sit in the dark. And the most important thing about this book is the whole thing was spoken first. And that was a very strong directive. Do not journal. Definitely do not type.
Wow.
Get yourself, the voice didn't say, get yourself some Dragon software. But I figured that. And speak it. Listen first and speak it exactly as you hear it. And your formations of your sentences will be totally different. And they were.
I, as a fellow writer and talker, I feel the same way when I'm speaking something. It's off a different part of my brain from when I'm writing it.
Yeah.
And, but I never thought about how different a composition would come across reading it. You can't tell. I mean, you have a wonderful writing style or speaking style. All of your books, that's pretty consistent. You can take very complicated and intense ideas and make them digestible for people, which is really, it's not an easy task. So you have that already, but I didn't know that, you know, channeling through speaking could change the nature of the medium so much. So that's really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
That's really fascinating. So this book was channeled, which is really cool. Let's give our audience a little bit of a taste. What is fierce femininity and what is the dark mother?
I think, well, for me, dark mother, that kind of terminology has been with us since ancient times. Mm-hmm. Fierce feminine is kind of like, this is the catchphrase, this is the wordage, this is the vocab for 2020.
Yes.
It's kind of like an urban version of the dark mother.
Oh, right on.
And, you know, it's streaming through males and females as we speak, perhaps because it's going to be taking on the technological breakthrough in her stride. That is why this term fierce feminine is so absolutely right for this moment.
I completely agree with you. And we're seeing manifestations of it all over the place right now.
Yes.
all over. And, you know, it's so inspiring to me. Just to clarify for some of our listeners out there who may not, who may be seeing it, may not be realizing it, that they're seeing it. Let's put it that way. You have a really great outline at the start of the book about what is fierce feminine and what is not fierce feminine.
Yeah.
Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, for me, the most important point is when we allow this energy to just cleanly course through our veins, we are not blaming or shaming anyone or anything. So it's not about hurting. It's not about aggression. It's not about violence. The transmission is very, very wide. It's widescreen. All it wants to do is to stop whatever is happening. And so it's not about anger. There's a chapter in the book that my husband wrote saying, you know, what's the difference between the fierce feminine and an angry bitch?
I love that. So many men would say, just sorry to interrupt you, but so many men would say nothing. It's the same thing, right?
Exactly. But they are a universe apart.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to see this fierce feminine in action. Mark my words, look for, is he or she trying to shame, blame, judge, or hurt somebody? Yeah. And if it's the real deal, you will notice that none of those elements are present.
Mm.
And that's the elegance, that's the grace, that's the beauty of allowing this impulse through us.
So what we're talking about is alchemy, really. We're trying to, both within and outside of ourselves, trying to change what's wrong with the world.
Yes. Yeah. I feel communication is a massive part of it. But even a step further than that, I believe there's some kind of expression, and it might not be limited to the voice, but some new expression is aching to be formed. And when we get our hands on that, because sound, you know, the alchemy of sound, it's going to be a whole different ball game.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because you mentioned in the book energy, frequency, vibration.
Yes.
And I believe that the entire universe, our whole universe, everything that we access is different frequencies and vibrations, right? Yes. Matter is a vibration. Sound is a vibration. Light is a vibration. And my husband is very into sound. And he started as like a sound healer, sound alchemist, and he now throws massive shows and events on Function One, and they sound really good. Right. But this is kind of how the work ramps up, yeah. I think, sometimes. And people's reactions to the sound, to the frequencies in their bodies, when it's not vexating, when it's very pleasant, you know, when it's like getting into those frequencies in their bodies. I've seen people at a show in a club crying because they feel that frequency, and it's not from drugs, you know?
Yeah.
We're becoming more, I guess what I'm trying to say in my roundabout way is we're becoming more attuned to the frequencies in the world that we live in. And maybe this is part of that change.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when we, you know, particularly the feminine, when we really shed this idea of being silent and playing small and being non-pleasing, when we really just like throw all of that off and step forward with this really clean transmission, because I think for the feminine, one of our big fears is that we are hurting someone's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We are harming someone. But let me just say again, the fierce feminine does not harm anyone.
So there's
not too much to fear.
Well, also expressing your truth in a strong way, people have used that against women. So by expressing that, you're then hurting someone else. Your opinion or your feeling is hurting someone. But that's gaslighting to me.
Yeah,
that's not really fair. You know, you should be able to express yourself without the world being pissed off at you for doing it, you know?
In a lot of
relationships that become toxic and we'll talk about this after the break, narcissists and abusive relationships, because that's a classic thing. You have to stay small because you being big hurts my ego.
Yeah.
That whole thing. We're going to We're going to take a quick break. Oh, I can't wait to get more into this. When we come back, Anaïa Sophia, who is joining us from France, will be talking with us more about her new book, Fierce Feminine Rising. And we're going to get a little bit more into kind of what's going on in our world and relationships and see how we can really cultivate these energies within ourselves. So stay tuned on Lucid Planet Radio. We will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Your favorite transformation talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Anaïa Sophia, who is here talking about her brand new book, Fierce Feminine Rising. But before we continue, I just want to make sure everyone out there knows how to contact you, Anaïa, to find out more about your workshops, your books, and your travel to North America in the fall.
Well, you can find me on the usual social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. My main website is anaïasophia.com. And in the whole of September, you will find me in Vancouver, Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. And I'm going to dip down into Burlington and then over the other side into Portland, Oregon, with book signings, with workshops for men and women and separated and coming together. So the whole shebang is coming to North America and Canada.
Awesome. 2020. North America, you're not ready. You are ready, though. I'm kidding. So speaking of men and women, we were just talking before the break about narcissists and control freaks and how narcissists have kind of tried to, shall we say, silence or repress the fierce feminine. And now you have a fabulous chapter on this in your book. Would you care to share your take on this?
Oh, yes. Well, narcissism is definitely on the increase. and psychopath and sociopath. And there's a whole chapter on this. Currently, at the moment, in the medical industry, for those who study this kind of phenomena, there still is no easy answer as to why it's on the increase. What creates this? Is this something that we're born with? Is this something that we learn? My little take, my opinion is I believe it could well be running parallel with the rise of technology.
Yes.
I do not feel, I feel that all of us have a degree of narcissism. And the more time we spend online, the stronger that trait will become. But I do believe that the full-blown narcissist, the full-blown psychopath, is born that way. Now, why are there so many on the planet at this time? Well, because they are the most brilliant dark magicians and sorceresses to help us empaths go into that initiation we must go into. And that is to find our power and to find our voice. Because the strapped line of fierce feminine rising is healed from predatory relationships and recenter your personal power. I could never have written this material or even listened to it without too much filtration, without personally going through this dynamic.
Can you share a little about that for our listeners?
Yes, I mean, I spent a 2-year relationship with a narcissist, but totally didn't realize he was one. I just couldn't put my finger on what the heck was happening here. I hadn't even heard of the term gaslighting.
Oh, wow. That must have been tough.
I was lost. Hook, line, and sinker. Absolutely lost in this fog of illusion. Believing that, you know, my love and my actions and my heart is going to save him. And of course, that will never, never work. I really want to put that one out to the empaths out there.
Yes.
There is nothing we can do to save or change these people.
It's a trap.
There's nothing the medical industry can do to save or change these people. Everyone is still scratching their head.
Yeah.
How does it get here? How do we heal this? There is no answer.
There really isn't. And, you know, from a therapy perspective, part of the problem is that people who are deep, like who really do have narcissistic personality disorder or leanings or psychopathic or sociopathic inclinations, they don't believe there's anything wrong with them.
No.
So they are very resistant to therapeutic interventions because and often they end up manipulating the mental health workers that are trying to work with them by lying to them, gaslighting them, same thing. There is such a massive connection between empaths and narcissists. And I like how you said they're dark magicians and they're kind of is there a way we can make peace with this, knowing that by dealing with these narcissists, we are able to then find that inner strength to say no to that? Because being an empath isn't about pouring your energy into everybody else like a love sponge. It's, you know, many of us are people pleasers, right? We're nurturers, but we can't fix the world with our nurturing alone. And I think that's where that dark mother comes in.
Absolutely. Well, it all depends what you've signed up for.
Yeah.
If you have like a long-term commitment with a narcissist, let's just say your parent is a narcissist or your sibling or your boss or your husband or wife. So you're in.
Yep, exactly.
So if you're in, that simply means you have a huge initiation coming your way. And it's to do with power, and it's to do with voice, and it's to do with self-preservation, self-love, and keeping yourself in an environment that is respectful of you. And no one can or will do this for you.
Yes.
You have to do this for yourself.
Yes. And it's no good to be a victim and to blame the people that you've let into your life for doing this to you. I think that's really important because you know, we like to resign ourselves to suffering. I don't know if that's just because of the nature of life, but we do. We like to kind of commit to the suffering fully. And I've definitely done that myself too in the past, where I know this is bad for me and it doesn't work, but I'm going to stick it out, you know, because I'm not a quitter. You know, you just mentioned a lot of traits that I think are really valuable, about self-preservation, self-love, a safe environment, healthy boundaries. You give a great description at the start of the book about the 7 ways to ignite the fierce feminine, and these constructs kind of guide the book. Could you share these 7 with our listeners? Yeah.
Well, I use the chakra system as a template to just put a few little sound bites into each chakra so that we can see how we're doing with this alignment. So, for instance, the root, which is down at the tail, that one was stand your ground. Are you able to stand your ground? When you feel you have a strong opinion and no one else agrees with you, can you stick to your truth?
Yep, been there.
And again, it's not about fighting. It's not about making enemies. It's about honoring the self. This is my opinion. This is what I currently believe.
Yes, I agree with you. I think anytime you have, you know, what's really tough right now, you know, you mentioned technology, that it's kind of like, it's light and dark, like everything, I guess, right? But one of the things that technology is doing is that everybody has an opinion and everyone's mad about everybody else's opinion. Yeah. Especially as we're going to the political stuff for 2020, everyone's suddenly an expert on Iran and politics, and you know, everyone suddenly knows everything and wants to fight, and they want to stand their ground, but it's in a way that's hostile and maybe unnecessary, I guess is my point here. You stand your ground. It doesn't mean you cut everyone's head off if they get close to you.
Yeah.
You know, so there's just a balance thing there with that. And also, as an aside, stop fighting with trolls on the internet, everyone. You're just going to feel so much better. Okay. Please. Anyway, moving on. 2.
So the second one, sexuality, I call this one sovereign sexuality.
Oh, love that.
Because, again, we can be in such a fog with this heavily conditioned behavior that we called sex, and to actually take a moment to check in with self, is this true for me, or am I just going along with the program? You know, check in with self. Do I actually really want to sexually commune right now? Do I actually really want to sexually commune with you right now? What is the environment that I'm opening up in? And a real biggie, why am I even having sex in the first place?
That's a question that some people can't answer. I agree. And, you know, I believe sometimes it's okay if you can't answer that, if you feel a strong yes in your body.
Oh, yes.
You know, and your mind isn't always there, but it's good to check in with yourself about that.
Absolutely.
You know, if it's just because you're drunk, or because you want a good grade in class, or what, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
why do people have sex nowadays? Fill me in.
For the old paradigm, it's out of duty. It's because a few days have passed, and they ought to, and they should, and afraid of what's going to happen if they say no.
Yes.
And what's going to happen if this no is really prolonged? Does this mean we lose the partner?
Yes, exactly. You know, and people do, they use sex as a weapon in relationships.
Yeah.
They either hold it over each other. We haven't had sex, or you want to have sex, or you want to have sex with someone else. I mean, when it goes down to that point, for me, that's what gets away from the sex positive.
Yes. Sovereign
sexuality to me is very tied in with sex positive, because sex positive, if I can just say, it's not about having sex all the time or that you love sex. It's about that you have a healthy relationship with sex.
Yes.
And healthy sexual boundaries, and boundaries that recognize trust and consent.
Yeah.
You know,
so
beautiful. That to me falls really nicely into that concept. So I love seeing that. And your book gave me a new and really interesting way of thinking about it. So thank you.
We were talking earlier about this new expression, this new sound coming through.
Yes.
I cannot help feel that there's going to be a corresponding newness in the second chakra.
Yes.
Because to me, sexuality and voice are our sisters. They are one and the same. Whatever happens to one is going to have a correspondence in the other. So I think the more we keep going with this dutiful, I can't say no, and I really ought to, and I better say yes form of sex,
mm-hmm.
the longer we're hanging around in this kind of thing that is dying out.
Yes.
So the
I
more
agree.
We go, okay, I'm going to say no now because, you know, I've been wanting to say no for months. you're having a sacred pause.
Well, and it's funny you say that because even in my research, I have found that my generation and younger, like millennials, we're having less sex with other people, but more orgasms. More self. Yeah. You know, compared to our parents 30 years ago, we're actually having less intercourse. We're spending more time with ourselves. And I think it's interesting, except when you get into, you know, are we watching pornography? You had some really choice words to say about pornography in your book.
Oh, yeah. I feel it's by an archon.
Yeah.
I mean the most darkest, the most deviant.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
really nasty stuff. That's not really about porn at all. It's about addiction.
Yes.
It's about siphoning your energy, your life force energy through the screen. That is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, we agree some erotica is totally great.
Oh, right? Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Stunning.
Yes. Yeah, cool. Yeah. We're on the same page. I just had to bring it up because, so we're spending more time with ourselves. So it is interesting. You know, we're pulling away a little bit from from the traditional norms about sex.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see in the next 10, 20 years what comes in its place.
Absolutely. And I love what's happening in the young generation, this sexual fluidity.
Yes. It's
so
one
not
of my
only favorites. Are they playing with their own genders, you know, one day I'm a man, one day I'm a boy, now I'm a girl, but they're looking for that same fluidity in their partners.
Yes.
And this is sacred union. This is the sacred androgyn at work.
It is, exactly. I think there's a common misconception, specifically when we talk about sacred union or Taoism or Tantra, that somehow the masculine and feminine is literal. It's not about a male and a female uniting. It's about having the duality of both of those components within yourself.
Yes.
And finding harmony. And I believe that people who are gender non-binary, gender queer, you know, gender fluid, that's basically what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're doing it very openly and sharing it with the other people in their lives. So it's fascinating.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's smile to my lips.
Yeah, oh, me too. Yeah, that's. I talk a lot about that in the book, about kind of helping to explain and get everyone on the same page about that.
Yeah, which
is a thing. All right, let's move on to the third chakra.
The third one is all about boundaries.
Yes.
And accountability. Mm. So that means when you have an oops, you come out ASAP and confess your oops.
Yes.
And just take full accountability because you're not out to blame and shame. So therefore, why should we do it to ourselves?
Yes.
So really just like really clean living, you know, striking down that boundary. This is my boundary. You shall not pass. And of course, when we accidentally tumble into and beyond someone's boundary, we are the first to deeply apologize and mean it. And respect their edge. So it's kind of like two-way traffic.
A lot of people
think boundaries and they don't realize that are you accountable if you overstep someone else's?
Yes,
we're
absolutely.
All really interested in making our own boundaries.
Yes, exactly. And making sure everyone knows our boundaries.
Yes.
But are we paying attention to everybody else's boundaries?
Exactly.
Just like anything in life, if you want the world and people to give it to you, you have to give it to them.
Yes.
That's how these things work.
Yeah.
So I like that you say that. You know, it's so easy to be like, oh, well, I'm triggered by this and this and this and this. So you actually don't get to have a boundary because my boundaries are so much more important. No, that's not how this works.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's boundaries are equally important and we can all coexist and respect them.
Yeah.
it's actually not that hard. Yeah. If you listen, you know, and if the attention is there. And I think, thank you for sharing that, especially in terms of the fierce feminine or the dark mother energy, because again, that is another kind of misconception or stereotype, maybe from the dark agenda, I don't know, that the fierce feminine doesn't respect anyone's boundaries but her own.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I feel that. I feel that people believe that, but that's not true, is it?
No, that is not true. Not at all. This is actually a very graceful energy, a very elegant. It's so, yeah, I just, the word graceful, actually. You think thrashing, gnarling, you know, wild woman.
Kali stomping on the bones of her energy.
It's not that. It's not. It's something new for this age.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know of Extinction Rebellion. This is a climate crisis protesting group that started in the UK.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, they have this other section called the Red Brigade, which is where everybody, mostly women, are head to toe in pillar box red.
Nice.
Red wigs, red gloves, red socks, everything. They are just red. And they move together. Mm. And there's an element of theatre and drama behind it all. And these women, they don't talk. They just use the expression in their face to display how they're feeling about the, you know, the crisis of the climate.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to check it out. Is there a YouTube of that?
Oh, yeah. The Red Brigade. Cool.
Red Brigade. Cool.
This is fierce feminine.
Fierce feminine.
Are they hurting anyone? No. Are they ranting and raving? No.
Ha.
Are they, you know, being violent in the streets? Not at all. But do they make the headline news every single time? Of course they do. Because there's something about them. They're not moving like normal humans. They're moving as a pack. So there's a new mentality. There's a collective. And of course, the imagery is just so striking.
I'm definitely going to have to look at that.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that kind of stuff because it's half performance, half protest, art, you know, community. Guys, we are going to take another quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back, Anaya Sophia and I are going to keep talking about the 7 ways to ignite your fierce feminine energy. So stay tuned for that. We will be right back after the short break.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with the wonderful Anaya Sophia talking about her new book, Fierce Feminine Rising. Anaya, when we left, we were going up through the chakras and talking about how to ignite the fierce feminine within yourself based on each chakra. And we've done the first three. Let's talk about the heart chakra.
Okay, well, with the heart, it has to be transparency. We cannot put any secrets or any half-truths or any disconnection or separation. If it's there, just be absolutely and abundantly truthful with it. So that is the summary of the heart, a transparent heart.
You know, one of the problems people have is they're afraid of being judged for telling the truth and sharing their inner truth. And I always think about how you actually the world needs you to share your inner truth, even if you're afraid, because there's someone out there who's more afraid than you.
Yes.
Who needs to see that and give themselves permission. So you don't know the fire you're starting by living out and being honest and being completely real about who you are. This is something that has been a very long fight for me to get to that place. You know, I really thought I had to be like the perfect academic professor, you know, like, but I'm a weirdo and that's okay. All right. Let's talk about the throat chakra.
The throat is speak up and speak out.
Yes.
And we've seen some fantastic examples of that in the last year, you know, with all the expose on the tantra, yogic, spiritual teachers as an example, you know, film directors.
Oh my gosh. The yoga dude. What his name is?
Bikram.
Yeah. Have you seen that documentary?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, girl. Yeah. But it is important, you know, especially sex and spirituality too, that we don't, and you actually, the book really talks about this beautifully, about not trusting these gurus because other gurus that are looking to use coercion.
Absolutely.
To further their students or get their point across. And there's been a ton of them lately, all coming to light and thankfully coming to light, really.
Well, yeah. I think this, you know, speak up and speak out. We're actually getting the hang of this one.
Yeah, we are.
Going in nicely.
Yeah, we are. We are for sure. And, you know, what I hope, because the Me Too movement and the speak up, the process has been very painful for a lot of people, right? It's been like a purging of all this darkness that's been building up. I hope we can get to a point where we've spoken it all out, where we've done it, where it's been spoked, y'all, you know, and then what we get to speak about is building the world that we, you know, comes in its place.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Now, what about the third eye?
That is trust your intuition. Because let's take the narcissist again. Let's just say you're face to face with a narcissist or you're in an environment where there's some really nasty energy. I know we like to say, but I didn't know. But if you tell the truth, you will look back and realize that red flags were being waved.
True.
You just decided, like me, to not notice.
Well, you know, I believe in kinesiology, if you've heard of that, you know, the study of muscle testing. And how our body's resistance. We have like a, you know, evolutionary built-in truth and lie detector in our body. And people call it the gut feeling, you know, whatever they call it. It's there though. And you just have to listen to the little voice, not the big voice.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what my husband always says. Well, you know, the big voice is going to lie to you, but that little voice will always tell you the truth.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, crown chakra.
It's find your faith, because we're going to need a really strong rudder in these years to come. I don't know if you're noticing, but I certainly am in my environment, that the mind and my ability to think and schedule and plan is really sort of sliding out of view, because my day to day is just changing on the hour, every hour. Everything is very fluid now. And that's just, you know, me and my husband together with the dogs in the house. That is a small environment.
You just described my life. Thank you. But continue.
What's going to happen when the whole world is operating in this chaos? Because I believe to get to where we need to get to, this new golden age, we may have to go through a little bit of chaos.
Oh, yeah. And we're now, there.
If we've got a strong rudder, if we've really got a sincere connection to God, to source, to universe in some way, we will be able to get through.
So it's like the grounding influence.
Absolutely.
Which is, and it's coming from your crown chakra, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Right. But when you say, you know, when you say God and source, I don't think you mean in the traditional sense.
No. Anyway. You said grounded. Grounded is good. But I'd also like to add in a little word, comfort. Where do we get our comfort from? Where do we feel that kind feeling? Where's our sanctuary? Where's our refuge on the inside? That's closer to that word I use as God. Your refuge.
I love that. And how do you get there? I mean, for me, it's so funny. This is just a little quick story, but gosh, I've become a planner more than ever, because between book tour and helping my husband run his company, Awaken, and our company's called Awaken, and we throw shows, throw music events to make people happy. And that's my comfort when I'm there and I see everyone happy and I realize we put this together for them and they love it. That's my comfort place. Yeah. Just like if someone reads my book and it gave them something they needed, that's my comfort. So for a lot of us, it is being of service to people, you know, but again, you don't want to get into that, you know, empath giving all your stuff away either. So that's where the boundaries come in. Really amazing framework for kind of the world that we are looking to. And I just want to ask you, because we mentioned it, the golden age, this world we're trying to build, what do you think it looks and feels like?
Well, at the moment, I just have a feeling of it. And it's a harmony. It's a beauty. It's the new creativity. It's the new innovations that are flourishing. We will be very close to the land once again. We won't have so much stuff. It will be a lot, because we won't need it. You know, the emotional body has become so healed now that it only actually requires what it needs.
There's
just graceful living. And I see celebration. I see theater. I see the arts. And of course, I see the scientific mind and the innovation. But that's about all I can articulate. Way more that can't be said yet.
Yes.
But maybe we can feel it. We can feel it. Like me and you right now, we know. We just can't say it yet.
Yeah. Well, it's a dream that a lot of people share, though. A lot of people, and they're working towards it together, you know. But things have to get bad before they get better sometimes.
Yes.
And, you know, we can look at what's happened in Australia over the last couple months. You know, as there's a lot of heaviness right now going on. But, you know, I can only hope that this is the kind of like the darkness, you know, what is that stupid quote? Night is darkest before the dawn and all that.
That's
we are
right.
Waking, you know, yeah. People are waking up, you know, because we're realizing we can't just like give money to the firefighters in Australia. We have to change our way of living.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And it's happening. We only have 5 minutes left. So I have two questions. I still have a bunch, but let's see if we can get through them. I just want to reiterate again, is this exclusive to women or how can men also embrace their fierce feminine energy? Is it the same?
I feel at this stage of the game, it may not be coming through the men quite as much as it is for the woman in an external demonstration of it.
Mm.
I am sure it's coming up for them on the inside.
Yep.
What they can do right now is to work on any triggers they may have should they see their woman access this energy.
Oh, I like that.
And instead of being afraid of it, see if they can instead find a way of supporting it and supporting her. Because and she too is going to be a bit wobbly about all of this.
A bit wobbly. I strongly agree. And with that being said, why is it also so important to back up your sisters?
Oh my, this is absolutely huge. Because we have been run by a program that says compare and contrast and outmaneuver and outdo and be the best and you know, make sure you reach the top. This is all masculine energy.
Yep.
So as we, you know, step into our goddess and we do our Shakti work and we open up and we're good with sexuality, please don't lose sight of another really important aspect. And that is to absolutely support the feminine, encourage, lift her up. Mm-hmm. So this divide and conquer thing, this is so gotta go.
Yeah.
Be so crazy happy when your sister does well.
Yes.
Want her to do well. Help her to do well.
Yes. I'm seeing this more and more too. I am. And amongst men and women and men and men too.
Yes.
I'm seeing more of this energy of like, we're not competing. We're here to lift each other up.
Yeah.
And I believe that. And speaking of lifting each other up, you talk about a lot of causes in your book, and I have to admit, it was hard for me to read at times because it's so sad.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there who have causes. You know, how do they find their cause? How did you find your cause? And kind of, you know, where does it go from here?
I knew what my cause was, but I thought I'd do this exercise that Andrew Harvey gave me. He gave many people. Mm-hmm. And he said, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, take your journal, go downstairs into prayer and ask God, ask your own soul, what is it that breaks my heart the most?
Mm.
And for me, it was just an all out animals.
Yeah.
The abuse and torture of animals.
Yep.
That is my number one sorrow of the world.
Gosh, you're so right. It's so sad.
But and it there is are things, changing. It is changing.
Oh, I even read that like sales of milk are down a lot in America for the first time, you know, in 50 years or whatever.
Absolutely. In the UK, they are bracing themselves for a 3.6 billion loss in meat products.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. See, every little bit helps, you know.
Apparently.
That's a good example that, you know, your individual changes do make a difference. That's what people always say. I'm only one person. I can't change anything. But if everybody does it at the same time, then voila.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man. Gosh, that's all the time we have.
Oh.
But Anaya Sophia, I love having you on the show and I would love to have you back again. And I just want to thank you for sharing such great information with me about this fierce feminine. I'm going to keep this in my heart as I go on tour for Sex Positive.
Wow. Thank you so much. It's always so celebratory being with you.
Yeah, I definitely feel that too. I feel like it's always festive, you know?
Yes.
We always have a good time. And remember, guys, you can listen to all of all of the past Lucid Planet podcasts, including the one we did back in 2015, I think. I don't know. LucidPlanetRadio.com, as well as my iTunes and SoundCloud by typing in Lucid Planet Radio. And again, if you're in LA or New York next week, or if you're in Canada or Portland in the fall, come visit me, come visit Anaya. We out here trying to connect with y'all and just give you love, right?
Right.
All right, you guys. Well, take care. Have a great day. Much love. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.
Your favorite transformation talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.